Alexander Volkanovsky is going to be back at it once again. He's been so busy, it seems like, over the last year, and he's going to be defending his UFC featherweight championship title, and we're so excited for him to join us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines for a couple of minutes. Alexander, thanks so much for the time, man. As I said, you've been so busy. Three championship fights in, what, 9 months? What's driving you to do this? What's driving you to stay this active?
Man, I don't know what it is. I just I like to compete. I love my sport. I'm in a sport I love, you know. And this is how we make our money. So you know, I'm in the best shape of my life. You know, I'm at my peak. I feel like untouchable right now. I feel like unbeatable. So while we're here, let's smash out these fights, man. Like, you know, again, we talk about leaving legacy behind, and you know, I don't know how many years I have in this sport. So let's just smash them out, you know? Like I said, I love this sport, so bring them on.
I love that. And I mean, this is the third fight, of course, that you've had with Max Holloway. So in general, just how difficult is it to prepare for the same guy on three separate occasions?
I don't think it's difficult, you know, because you know, I've spent 50 minutes in a cage with this guy. So, you know, I've watched a lot of this guy. You know what I mean? He will probably try and come with something new, which is exciting, knowing that he'll probably bring something new. So that still keeps me on my toes. But at the same time, I know about him. I know that it's going to be a pace. I know he's going to turn up. He always turns up. You get what I mean? So that gets me up in the morning because I know he's going to show up. Even if he looks dusty at the weigh-ins and, you know, fight week and all that, you look at him sometimes, you're like, man, is he all right? But he always turns up. You know what I mean? So that pumps me up. That gets me ready. You know what I mean? And that makes me still work hard. And the fact that I know that he's going to try and switch things up. So, you know, that excites me. I'm ready to see what's in store. But, I mean, I'm pumped for this, you know. The fact that, you know, I got to spend a couple of weeks at City Kickboxing as well. And we're here with a big crowd with the guys. You know, we're just soaking up, loving Las Vegas right now. And the energy is good, man.
And I mean, how helpful was it for you to get that reset and to fight someone that wasn't Max Holloway? You know, you had those wins against the Korean Zombie and Brian Ortega in between your last fight with Holloway. So how helpful was that to see kind of different fighters instead of just fighting Max Holloway all the time?
Yeah, man, it was good. It's obviously good. Always good to have fresh blood. You know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, I'm not just the type of guy that I just worry about the job at hand. You know what I mean? It might get repetitive sometimes. A lot of my workouts get repetitive. Like, we've busting our ass every freaking week, you know what I mean? Like, it's something we do, you know what I mean? So it's, like, you know what I mean? I don't get stale. I don't need fresh blood. But at the same time, I think my coaches, my training partners appreciate it, you know what I mean? Like, they can give me different looks. They can, you know what I mean? They can look at something new, something fresh, you know what I mean? So it's something that I'm going to be okay. If I have to verse him 20 times, I'm going to be all right. But it was definitely a pretty cool to have a fresh blood, go out there and fight guys where, to be honest, I felt like I didn't have to have too much of a game plan with. Max Holloway, you always need to have a little bit of strategy, a little bit of a game plan in store. Like, my style covers a lot of ground. I think my style is going to cover a lot of ground in this fight as well. But you're always going to have a bit of strategy. The fact that I didn't need too much of a strategy in the last couple of fights was pretty fun. I enjoyed that. That was something that I feel like that fresh blood, that's something I enjoyed.
Alexander Volkanovsky with us here on BTL, UFC featherweight champion. Of course, UFC 276 coming up on Saturday out in Vegas on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Because this is your third time meeting him, does your approach change at all? Does it change every time you go up against this guy? Do you know what to expect? Do you have an idea? Like, how does your approach change or maybe not change this third time around?
My style, man, this is what one thing that people don't really understand. A lot of people have a style and then they're like sort of stubborn with that style. They just try and impose their will in a way that's just suits their style, and they've just got these certain patterns and these certain ways to go about things. My style goes by what's in front of me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say there. So, and probably because of fighting someone like Max has really helped me have this style that covers so much ground, fighting guys like Max Holloway, like Aldo. You know what I mean? Great athletes, great MMA fighters where you need to, you know, be on your toes and all that and make adjustments mid-fight and all that type of stuff. So I'm the type of guy that you give me, you know, I'll do something. I'll see what option or what answer you have, and I'm going to have so many options for that. That's my style. That's what I mean by I don't really need a game plan a lot of the time because my style capitalizes on whatever they give me. And I don't think the last time I versed Max, this style was where it's at now. So I can't wait to you know, find out the answer that he gives me and then throw all these different options and, you know, take whatever option I feel necessary for that. That, you know, capitalize on what he gives me. I don't think he's felt that from me yet. It's hard to sort of explain. But not only that, he hasn't faced Bald Bulk. But remember that.
Okay.
Bald Bulk is he's a serious dude, man. Bald Bulk, he don't take no shit. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes down.
That's awesome. You mentioned earlier you spent some time with City Kickboxing for this camp. So how much of an advantage is that to train alongside a couple of guys who are fighting on the same night as you? As you know, you can try to peak at the same time as them, and you're all working together to fight on the same night.
Man, that's a big part of why we had to go there. You know, I mean, obviously go there and then train with some of the best athletes in the world, and pick the brains of them guys as well. But it's the energy that you want to feel, you know what I mean? That momentum that you're talking about, you know what I mean? Through camp, fight week, and then fight night. You know, it's incredible, you know, it really is. The energy here is incredible. Obviously, Carlos Olberg, we camped together. He's already got the win. And now we've got three guys on the same card this Saturday night. So, you know, we want a clean sweep. You know, we want to celebrate four victories Saturday night. So let's do it.
You know, one thing that I kind of got earlier in our conversation here is that you're obviously not trying to get too focused ahead. You're just worried about, like, you know, what's coming up here on Saturday. But, you know, what would a third win, you think, do to your legacy? Not to look too far ahead, but, I mean, has that kind of crossed your mind, like, what this could mean for you and your legacy if you get the job done on Saturday?
That's exactly what I think about. That's exactly why I took this fight, because of where it puts me. You know what I mean? Again, even though I beat him twice, he's went out and shown that, you know, people think, you know, people are saying he got better. You know what I mean? He's still considered as one of the greatest featherweights of all time. This is still a legacy fight. It's still a huge fight. He's still on the pound-for-pound list. Beating someone like that three times in their peak, in their prime, I beat him twice in his prime already, and people reckon he's got better, so now they think he's peaked again. So go out and beat him now. That put you in a really good position. I knew that. That's why I wanted this fight, and that's why this fight's happening.
Can't wait. I can't wait. And you also mentioned in the lead-up for this fight that you have your eyes in the future in possibly at the lightweight division. So how do you think your style, and you said your style is whatever's in front of you, but how does your style you know, translate to 155 pounds? Because you will be giving up a couple inches there.
Oh, man, I've given up inches. You know, I mean, everyone's taller than me. I give up the inches in the training room every day. I train with barely anyone my size. You know, a lot of the guys are heavier than me and taller than me. You know, I train with bigger guys. I always have. And, like, if I'm going to do wrestling or anything like that, like, they're going to put me with the bigger guys. Like, they can't put me with the smaller guys because I'm too strong. Mm. The weight and the power and all that is not an issue. Reach is not an issue. I've built my career of taking out tall guys, you know what I mean? Like, my style is perfect for these rangy guys. So I'm too fast. I'm so good at getting in range. I'm so good at fighting outside of range and finding my way in, even with these guys that have many more inches than me. You know what I mean? It's not a problem for me at all. And people will sit there and say power's a problem, but I can tell you right now, anyone that's trained with me would tell you power in the lightweight division is not a problem for me.
And Alexander, before we let you run, I do have to ask, because I discovered your hashtag that you've been using, Cooking with Volk, that takes us to your YouTube channel, where it's not just an inside look into who you are and your preparations and everything. You're actually teaching people how to cook. It's like legitimately long videos showing people how to be a master chef and how you cook with different ingredients, and you're making these unbelievable looking dishes. So how did this become a thing for you? When did you get this passion for cooking?
Oh man, I just love cooking. I love cooking. I've been cooking at a very young age. You know, I enjoy it, and everyone loves it. Everyone soaks up the content so much. So it's something that works. I think UFC fans, like, I don't know, it must be a UFC fan thing. They all love food. They all love cooking shows, and they all lap it up. So I'm glad I found this. It's like a little gem that everyone soaks right up. I've been cooking all week for the boys. Obviously, I can't eat it, so I've been on the grill. You go check out my latest YouTube channel. That's going to be out very soon. You'll see me cooking steaks for the boys, explaining what I'm doing and giving them lessons. Mate, I love it.
Got him.
Fight week.
We love it too.
Next to nothing. You know, I mean, I'm cooking the boys' food.
I love it. Absolutely awesome. Hey, Alexander, seriously, we can't wait to see how it all plays out for you Saturday night. Really excited for you, rooting for you. Go get the job done, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon here down the road, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.